food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I don't know about you, but I get stuck on using just a few spices and herbs for seasoning when I cook. I have to confess my favorites are cumin and cayenne, and I will add cinnamon to that. But I'm wondering if those meet the list of our guest, Ben Stevens, who's founder of Outer Spice. He has 10 that he thinks we need to use on a regular basis for the healthiest, most delicious meals. Ben, it is such a pleasure to have you in our kitchen today. Tell us, please, what is the criteria for your 10 top seasonings, must-have seasonings?
Well, it's nice to be here. Let me start off by saying that, and I hope you can hear me all okay.
We are. Beautiful.
Good. The criteria is really simple. In addition to the actually attributes that we can weigh throughout the history, and it's as old as time, the spice profession, Americans tend to be very, very narrow in a lot of their food choices as far as seasoning, as we know. Salt, pepper, fat, sugar, and unfortunately MSG seem to be some big ones.
Yeah.
And as long as man has been around almost, we've been exploring the benefits of spices, not only for their taste, but for how they make us feel and how our body responds to them. And so it's hard to break down a list of 10 spices, but I try to pull things in mostly from my experiences growing up in the Caribbean and the way I learned to cook. And a lot of folks thought I was a really great cook decades ago, and I hardly ever follow a recipe unless it's baking. And it's really all about using fresh herbs and spices, fresh being a big part of it, and I don't mean fresh as in necessarily green, but freshly ground. The spice industry is pretty archaic in this country. If you walk down a spice aisle, it's commodity-based, and a lot of the stuff has been sitting on a loading dock for, 6 months to a year before it even gets to America. So it's really it's almost like going to the farmer's market and drying your own stuff. That's kind of how Outer Spice was born.
Well, I know you mentioned how does our body respond to it. Just a quick note that Ben Stevens had some food poisoning, and it was through the seasonings that he found a way to get back to health. And that just is a point of saying that they're full of nutrients, and we should be paying attention to that. But I want to get to the top 10 because we don't have a whole lot of time. So where do we begin with your top 10 list?
Well, let's begin with, even though cumin is not really included in mine, I know that's a favorite of yours. So let's start with cayenne pepper, and then we can talk about cumin for fun, and then I'll throw out a few that I like, too, that I think can add a lot to flavor and taste and really just become another arsenal in the kitchen for people. Cayenne pepper, we know, is a stimulant, and it's high in capsaicin peppers, and all peppers have an ingredient or a component called capsaicin. Capsaicin can aid in digestion. It can aid in circulation. It can help as a diuretic. It can help in digestion. It is a very strong antioxidant. And it doesn't have to be a habanero pepper or even a cayenne pepper to include those ingredients. But certainly all peppers are one of my favorites, not only for their taste profile, they kind of make you feel good.
They do. They really do.
Do you want to tell us about cumin, or would you like me to jump in on that one for fun?
Well, I'll just simply say I've obviously, when you said the American flavor profile is very narrow, you're exactly right. And I've lived abroad, so that's why cumin is something I was introduced when I lived in Turkey in Mass. And we just continue that tradition in our household. But go on with the other 9, because we don't have a lot of time.
Sure.
I want to make sure we cover
no
them.
No problem. Sure. Allspice is a great one, also known as the pimento plant. It is a stimulant. It can ease digestion problems. It's been known to improve circulation. And some folks have even said over the years it kind of prevents disease, and I'm sure that would have something to do with the circulation and the antioxidant properties. You can get allspice whole and grind it, which is the way I like to do it, or you can get it powdered, and a little bit goes a long way, but it's amazing on meats and fish vegetable dishes. It's great. This is a big one. We're starting to eat more in this country, which I like to see. Basil is very high in antibacterial components. It can actually help sinus and breathing and your respiration. And for better or worse, it can increase perspiration, which can be a very cleansing thing for the body. And also psychologically, it's calming. And I think I've seen that in people that eat a lot of basil. If I go too quick, just stop me. Black pepper goes way, way back, but black pepper is still really, really good for you. Black pepper stimulates digestion and is useful in many combinations. But once again, it's the combination. It's no one spice. It's just giving you more tools, which hopefully help you eat better, too. Let's see what else is on my magic list. Cilantro kind of falls into line with the basil. It is known as an anti-inflammatory component. It also is known to lower blood sugar for people with diabetes. And it's very rich in magnesium and iron. Cinnamon, which I think you like. One of my favorite. Yeah, it's great for all kinds of things, not just the holidays. It improves circulation and is also said to lower cholesterol. Once again, a lot of this stuff, it's not new to mankind, but we sort of have almost forgotten the benefits of these things that have been around for so long.
Or unfortunately, Ben, I was going to comment here. You know, unfortunately, what we've done is we've forgotten about the spices and herbs and substituted with salt. And that was a great tragedy because that's, I think, a lot of the chronic disease that we see maybe is from overdoing it on salt, in salt in a lot of different ways. But it also took away all the flavor because a lot of foods, like, you know, if you like chicken, for example, you can really change so much how you make chicken by changing two or three spices. You can bring chicken all the way to a spicy version by using your peppers, or you can kind of bring it to the sweet side with a little bit of cinnamon and ginger and make a completely different kind of dish by just changing the spices. I think we went through a lot of your top choices, but I want to make sure I also point out your outer spice, because I just found out about it not too long ago and started using it, and I really like that there's a no salt version of it and that you put so many different ones in one place. And I was wondering, is that because you truly believe using a little bit of all spices at once is what's going to give us the benefits from this spices and herbs?
You know, in the chicken analogy, it's perfect to help me answer that, because it's actually a mixture of sort of spicy and savory, but it's not spicy like hot Mexican food. The reason I picked most of those spices is because they work really well together as almost a song would or a melody. And what I mean by that is it's the only seasoning product I know that you can sprinkle on a sliced tomato or a salad or even a sandwich or a pizza, but you can also use it to make marinades or use it directly on a rub for proteins and things. And so it wasn't by accident. It took a long time to put those flavor combinations together with the hope that they would entice people to cook more and feel more confident to cook and use these ingredients and hopefully eat a little better too.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it makes it a lot easier for those of us who aren't extremely experienced with a lot of spices and herbs to be able to cook with them by having all mixed into one simple shaker. So I was definitely very happy to see it and so glad that you brought this product to us. Ben, thank you so much for everything you do. And I want to send everybody to your website, and that's outerspiceit.com, where you can shop for the products, and there's free shipping, by the way, and try it at home all on your own. Thank you for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Remember, you can always find us on radiomd.com for our past episodes. In the meantime, eat well.